Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show.
I met up with some friends, and they were saying that I don't look great that weekend in Edmonton. I'm still just really exhausted from that.
All right, I'm back in the studio here in Vernon, BC, back in the dungeon. After a couple episodes on the road, I feel like I'm finally home. All that travel, all that time in airplanes and airports, and not sleeping in my own bed. Man, that exhausts me. I was tired. Feeling haggard. That's the topic of today's show, actually, is feeling haggard. I had a few people come up to me on the street and say, man, those last two episodes, you sounded bad. Sounded like you were in a bad place. You were run down. And it was really, really hard those last two episodes. By the way, this is a weird show. This is the first thing I've done where normal people on the street sometimes recognize me. It doesn't happen a lot, but every once in a while, I'll get someone come up to me and say, hey, I saw you in iTunes with that beard and toque. That was you. And I'll say, hey, you listen to the show? And they say, well, no, I just saw your face. But you're listening to the show, and I am glad you're here. In fact, if you are listening right now, why don't you tweet me at the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. Just say, hey, I listened to the show. And if you like it, let me know you like it. If you don't like it, don't tweet me. Actually, I got a few reviews in iTunes. Here's one from Sean Chan. He says, motivating and entertaining. I started to listen to Justin's podcast on a recent road trip and got hooked. He has a really positive attitude and gets you pumped to get working on those projects that have been on the back burner. So thanks for that review. That's another way you can get a hold of me is leave a review, buildandlaunch.net/review. This week is going to be interesting. I'm not going to bury the lead. This is the show where we try to build and launch a product every 7 days. And so last Friday, I announced I'd be working on weekofhustle.com. And the idea is that I was to have shipped it by Thursday. And we've shipped a lot of products on the show. So far, you can go back to, you know, season one, and we shipped 3 products that show. And so far here in season two, we shipped last week, we shipped the audience course. And this week, I really liked the idea of this, weekofhustle.com. And the concept was to help people like you do what I'm doing on the show, set a date, a launch date, decide what you're going to build, make it small. A small product idea, and then every day work on it, and then ship it on that date no matter what. But this week, I just couldn't put it together. And a lot of it was because I was exhausted, and I had to travel, and I was burnt out. And when with all of those things, there's, you know, only so much space in somebody's life to do stuff, and I just had no space and energy left. So I thought this week we would talk about how you keep going when you've had a setback, or how you keep going when you've had a failure. I was just listening to This American Life episode 550. The title is 3 Miles. And this last part really struck me.
I met Melanie in November, and I still call her most weeks just to say, so what happened? I keep expecting there to be news, like she's about to get her big break or something and things will happen for her. It feels suspenseful. But nothing has happened for her for 10 years. I think it's some special brand of American pathological optimism that so many of us believe the story of Melanie has to turn out to be happy. And that if it doesn't, something unusual has happened. And not just, this is what happens all the time. That the supermarket might be full of Melanies.
That segment really hits me hard because there's part of us as product people, as people that are making things, that wants to make it. We want to make it big. But we also understand, I think, that not everybody can win. Not everybody can make it to the top. Not everybody's product is going to succeed. Not everybody's life is going to succeed. And that perspective that they provide in that episode of This American Life is that, you know, here is this very talented young lady named Melanie who, despite being top of her class, didn't make it. And we as creative people kind of oscillate between these two realities of sometimes feeling really down and dark and feeling like I'm never going to make it, and other moments having these kind of triumphant visions of us making it. And we go between these two realities like, oh, I'm nothing and my stuff sucks, to, ah, yes, I'm making progress and this is great and I'm on the path to success. But knowing that not everyone is going to win can be debilitating. And really, that's the story of Melanie in that episode. She was not able to get into this college that she wanted to, full scholarship. And after that, it was so devastating that she just kind of gave up. And this isn't a judgment on Melanie because she had a very difficult life. But I do have this thought that the key is to keep moving forward no matter what. That every single time you try to make another step forward, every single time you build and launch something else, every single time you put yourself on the line, every single time you force yourself to do something, even though it's hard, you are creating your own luck and you are increasing your chances of having some success. Something that goes along with this is this quote from James Altucher. This is taken from episode 18 of the Tim Ferriss podcast.
I try to get this mindset. I want to improve, you know, 1% a week, which seems like a small amount. But if you do that, it results in enormous improvements over the course of a year. And I've really seen that by doing this strategy and keeping healthy in the way I described earlier. I feel like my life has changed 100%. Every 6 months since I've started this approach.
Here's what I like about James's approach is that it takes away the burden of comparison. In Melanie's story, one of the central kind of challenges of her life is that she grew up in this poor neighborhood and she was always comparing herself to her rich neighbors. And that's natural. We all do that. But that comparison is what pushes us down. That comparison is what makes us feel unworthy. That comparison is what makes us stuck, that makes us unwilling to pull up our bootstraps and actually go out and accomplish something. But James's approach of improving yourself 1% every week, it's not about us comparing ourselves to other people. It's just about us comparing our performance this week to last week. Did I improve myself and my own little world this week over last week? That's what it's about. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to encourage you folks to do too. Let's quit comparing ourselves to each other. That person has more Twitter followers. That person has a bigger mailing list. That person had all the privilege in the world. That person was born rich. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The only thing that matters, the only question that matters, is what are you going to do this week to improve your situation? What are you going to do this week in your life, in your world, in your situation to get 1% better than you were last week? Here's a good way to start. Do what I do on this show. Pick a project, then give yourself a start date and a launch date, and then go heads down and get that thing out the door. Start now and start small. Every single time I create something and put it out into the world, whether it's a podcast, a blog post, a product, an open source project, every single time I do that, I'm improving myself because I'm challenging myself to actually complete something, to actually get real people using it, to getting real feedback. And all of that is scary for sure, but that's how we grow. We grow by doing stuff that's not safe. What could you build this week? So many of you have contacted me via email, words@bizbox.ca, or on Twitter, or if you've signed up for the newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter, and then you reply with the projects that you guys are doing. For example, here's Randy Skopasek on his first podcast.
The improvements to the product only occur because the actions were prioritized correctly. And the actions are only prioritized correctly if they're communicated correctly.
And here's David Henry, who created his first ever online course called Lighting Basics.
So to recap quickly, last video we talked about angles. We showed you what the different angles of light look like on a person. And the same obviously goes for objects, but they're just not typically as curvy as people.
I dig it. I love this, that both of these fellows have created their baseline. This is where they dive in, and from now on, they can improve themselves every week, 1% at a time, and get better and better and better. The only way you get better is by getting started. Start improving yourself 1% a week. This week's project, this week's build and launch project that I'm going to try to ship by next Thursday is an improvement on something I've already put out there. I haven't mentioned this yet, but the most successful thing I've ever done is something called Product People Club. You can go to productpeople.club and check it out. And I want to make it better. I want to improve it. I haven't let new members in for a long time, and there's a waiting list of people ready to get in. Hundreds of people have signed up for this waiting list, and I haven't let any of them in. So this week, I'm going to improve Product People Club, and I'm going to let some new people in. And you're going to get to follow along on the ride. I'm going to be doing everything from talking to existing customers, asking them why they signed up in the first place, to figuring out what do I need to improve? How could I make this better? Folks, thanks so much for sticking around. If you've been listening to the show for a long time and you're still listening, I really appreciate you. You know, I got a bad review in the iTunes store the other day. I've got hundreds of good reviews, but there's this one that was 2 stars and it just kind of got me down. And hearing from folks like you that really appreciate the show, that are encouraged by it, just makes my day. And if you want to leave your own review, buildandlaunch.net/review. I really appreciate those. I even appreciate the ones that are maybe not so kind. I'm trying to get better every week. 1% better every week. Like I said before, if you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. This week's project is www.productpeople.club. And you can see all of the products we've launched here on the podcast by going to buildandlaunch.net/products. That is it for this week. I will be back on Tuesday for our midweek checkup. In the meantime, love to hear from you. Go to buildandlaunch.net/newsletter, sign up for that, and just hit reply. Tell me why you listen to the show. Tell me what you're working on. Share, you know, how you're improving yourself this week, and I'd love to chat. Until Tuesday, I'm Justin Jackson. I will see you then. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.